You can't catch what you don't see, or activators. You can't catch what you don't see, or activators are not magic bullets. I have been doing the daily connection for 10 days, one major activator a day. It's quite new to me. Before September 27th, I only activated individuals. Since then, I am only activating groups. It's a whole different ballgame. I need to be aware of every single person's energy at the same time, they are all in my head. Also, each person resists an activator download in a different way, I need to say the right thing for each to allow it through. Quite tasking, if you ask me. I consider this group my testers without the commitment of a single tester. A single tester commits to getting the activator, using the activator, and then giving me feedback so I know it works and what may be missing that I need to add to it. The group activation is different. It is more similar to how it will be with the people who will get these activators in the end, the countless millions, billions. However many will want to get them. That is what planetary ascension means, at least 8%, the critical mass of the entire population. The Daily Connection group has no commitment, they have made no promises. And I am not sure if they are getting the results they could be getting, because they are not talking. I have been discussing this with my favorite testers. These are the results, so far, of my conversations, summarized. You can't catch what you don't see. Most of us live in an imaginary world of our own, with a distorted view of the world and ourselves. On one hand we see ourselves as better that we are, on the other hand we see ourselves worse that we are. But what is common in both distorted views is that we don't have any distinctions. And we are wrong. Both times. For us everything is the same as everything else. It is like calling every kind of snow snow, regardless of the size of the flakes, the wetness content, the slipperiness. Skiers have some distinctions. Did you know that the Eskimos have 43 words for snow? Or the color black, there are at least 43 shades of black. But we can't see them, we don't have words for them, they don't exist for us. Black is black, and that's that. Or red, maybe blue. Or depression. I could bring thousands of examples. The problem is not necessarily with snow, or black. The problem is that regarding our mindset, regarding our behavior. We can't change what we don't see, and therefore we are condemned to stay the same. And if you don't have a name for it, then you don't see it. It's perfect if you like how you are. But if you don't, or you do but don't accomplish much of what you would like to accomplish in life, then you have a problem. You can't change anything that you can't see. You can't change anything that you cannot label accurately. And if everything is the same as everything else, then you won't ever catch anything worth changing. Might as well give up now. Example, if your definition of selfish is wanting something for yourself, you are shit out of luck. Selfish is like snow, has 43 different shades of it. And some selfishness is good for you and some selfishness is bad for you. But you only have an on-off switch, so you become selfless. Which is worse than selfish. You just gave up the part of you that you got from God, yourself, to be a human being with. Or look at fear. For you every fear is an instruction to quit doing what you are doing and hide. But did you know that fear is really an opportunity to summon courage? That fear can have a life-saving aspect, and a life-wasting aspect? I bet you didn't know that. So you can't tell when to face fear with courage and when to run for cover. The activators are like garden tools. They were designed to be used. But if you stay inside, if you remain in the confines of your current life, if you don't become an expanding human being, you don't need them. If you just want to feel a little better, like washing the windows of your life, I recommend that you stay away from activators. Instead, subscribe to one of those raise your vibration by breathing, jumping around, singing, dancing, etc. gurus, they are your league. They are perfect for you. You won't have to change, you won't have to risk, but you will feel a little bit better. Hopefully. The activators are for those who will go out and try to make things happen. Things that weren't possible before. For those who are willing to take on life, face challenges, get out there. Instead of making me try to dream up weekend courses, and exercises, and the like. That are expensive, even if you just have to travel there, and stay in a hotel, become a self-starter. Get out there and start to build your possible life, the one that you have almost given up. Have questions for me? Ask for clarification. Need help? Otherwise I know that you are only fooling yourself, and you won't get anywhere new, anywhere worth getting to. You will have sources help, every step of the way. You only need to do 1% of the job, and 99% will come from source. But you are the one who needs to get out there. And be willing to stir up some mud, Be willing to be dumb and blind for a while, so you have something to work with. The same tranquilized obviousness, that is your life, has no room for magnificence, no room for victorious, no room for winning, no room for famous, celebrated, happy, joyous, wealthy, satisfied, etc. that you can get to with the activators. Nothing will change until you get out there and become willing to be a beginner, until you are willing to go to uncharted territories. The activators are not magic bullets. They work when you do. The first step is to start. Lol. Funny but true. And the way to start is to start widening your view. Start widening what you see. Inside this tranquilized obviousness, there is no chance you can become a healthy, happy, living life fully individual. No chance. We do work on this in the From Judging to Assessing workshop. We direct your eyes with words. Without words, you won't be able to see more. And without seeing more, you won't have the words. Words and what you see is a kind of symbiosis. Like the front of the hand and the back of the hand. They come together, inseparable. A unit. You may not hear the words, but you can be sure they are there. Or you wouldn't see. So in that workshop, we start the climb. Climbing out of the ditch of tranquilized obviousness, where everything is either right or it is wrong. I bet Heidegger didn't say that. Lol. And like you don't see the shades of red. You don't see anything beyond right and wrong. Because you live in the valley of the shadow of death. Deep sides. Need a ladder to go beyond. This workshop is the ladder. But you need to do the climbing. Some will, most won't. Start your climb out of depression,